And now it's my pleasure to introduce to you the person who will introduce tonight's special guests, a man who needs little introduction, TCM primetime host, Robert Osborne.
Thank you. And welcome, everybody. Thank you. For having a good time. Yes. Seen lots of good movies. Yes. Well, certainly, as you well know, I'm sure all of you have probably seen this movie tonight. I'm not sure how many have seen it on a big screen, but you know this is one of the great detective stories of all time, maybe the great detective movie story of all time, and a great treat to be able to see it on the big screen and see it also in the company of the two gentlemen that we have as our guests tonight. Without any further ado, of course, it's a movie that was nominated for 11 Academy Awards, won an Academy Award for Robert Towne's screenplay, well-deserved, and a very special film in the career of Robert Evans because it's the first film that he personally produced. And we're so thrilled to have him here tonight and Robert Towne. But first I want to introduce the man who produced this film, Robert Evans. Good to have you here, and we're happy to be saluting you at this film festival and the 100th anniversary of Paramount Pictures. This is all very exciting.
100th anniversary, and it feels like it. possibly the most exciting moments I've shared with Ren, the other Robert.
Where is the other Robert? I'll bring him out right now. Robert Towne, Academy Award winner for Chinatown. Robert, good to have you here.
You know, it's strange. Hear about relationships on films and friendships and enemies, etc. The only thing I can say is, after Chinatown, I gave Robert his wedding. Is that correct?
Yes, you did.
And that was a long time ago, not that long.
That's long enough.
it's not often that two people meet on a film and they arranged the wedding for the other person. He was the lucky one. I was the arranger. And his wife is fabulous, and she's here with me.
Yeah, oh, yes. And my daughter.
And your daughter.
Yara. Yes. Well, you'll see her later on.
And said, Yara.
Yeah.
We were the two Roberts right down the line. And fight? Sure. Laugh? Sure. Love? Sure. I can say that I've made over 250 or 300 pictures involved with them. And this is not hyperbole, but Robert is by far, singularly, the best writer I've ever worked with in my entire career.
You remember how it started? Well, you remember Dominic's, but I bet you don't remember the first time that Bob was trying to get me to do The Great Gatsby.
That's right.
And I didn't want to do it.
He turned it down.
And before I turned it down, Jack Nicholson and Dustin Hoffman were playing tennis at your house. And Bob was trying to talk Jack into playing Nick Carraway in The Great Gatsby.
That's right.
And as Jack was playing tennis. Jack said, sure, I'll do it, if you call the movie Nick and Jay.
Talk a little about the genesis of Chinatown. It started with you, right?
It started over a dinner.
Yeah,
we were having dinner at Dominic's, which was a restaurant on Beverly Boulevard. That,
you were eating chicken, and I was eating a steak.
You told me that earlier.
Yes. Yes. The Germans wore blue and you wore gray. Right? So, yes. And Evans was trying to figure out why I didn't want to do The Great Gatsby. And I was an unknown writer, or had a sort of vaguely subterranean reputation. And
mythical, may I tell you. Everyone wanted him, and he didn't want to do anybody.
But I didn't want to be the guy who screwed up The Great Gatsby. And which I figured was an odds on bet no matter who did it. And Bob was intrigued and wanted to know what I was doing. And I told him as much as I knew, which wasn't much. But he liked the title. And Bob said this before anybody else did. Even after the script came in, he said, I don't understand the goddamn thing, but I do like the title.
That is true. No one else understood it. Either did I. It didn't matter.
So I turned him down until I was really broke, and we had another dinner, and I said, you know, how do you feel about backing this script so I can finish it? And it was, even for then, it was a very nominal amount of money.
Thank you. I picked up the jacket.
Well, it was a deal where it was going to be a 30-day option. And so I couldn't expect to be given much money for that. But Evans was always lucky in those days.
That's right. And those days is very good.
Well, you know, it's not that it can't happen again. But the thing that happened was the day that I finished the script, the Writers Guild went on strike. And that meant that he didn't have a 30-day option, he had a 5-month option. And in a way, it worked out just as well, because it gave him time to put the elements in place, and nobody was better at that than Bob. And he got all of us in there, all of us who knew each other and cared about each other, and knew each other well enough so that we could fight and have a good time. And the exchanges were candid and very free, and it made for really a good working relationship all the way around.
There's one other thing. We found a little guy that directed a guy named Roman Polanski.
Yes. Well, that I mean, you were the one who got Roman and insisted on it, and at the time, Roman had done what?
Rosemary's Baby.
Well, he'd done Rosemary's Baby. But then he went back to Europe and then did what? Do you remember what? Why not? You know, he also did Rosemary's Baby in Chinatown. You can tell me. But it was your way of saying, Roman, do a movie that somebody's going to see. So you didn't hesitate to do that with him, and you got him over here, and I can't say the rest is history, because we had a lot of history to make before.
Well, you know, Town, Nicholson, Pulaski, and myself, it makes a good bridge game.
Wasn't this supposed to be part of a trilogy originally, or was that not true?
Yeah, it's not really true. I mean, I was going to do a sequel. And then as I was doing this sequel, I was thinking, well, I could make it three. But it was never planned from the beginning, Robert. It just, it's sort of like...
Quit when you're ahead. Quit when you're ahead, and we were ahead.
Yeah, we were ahead. I mean, a lot of these things people talk about, but it's usually describing all the brilliant things that somebody did in making a movie when at least half of them were accidents, you know, and not planned. Mm-hmm. That was sort of an afterthought, doing another movie, so it really wasn't that.
Now, without going into the ending of the movie, I know that there was a there were some disagreements about the ending.
Oh, yes.
So you don't have to tell us the ending.
No, I'm not going to tell you the ending of it.
But who got their way?
Roman did. But look, some disagreements about the ending. We would disagree about lunch, breakfast.
That's right.
There was nothing. In fact, after all this was over with, I was taking Roman out of the Beverly Hills Hotel. I was determined to be polite, because we'd been fighting enough. So I brought, you know, that center thing at the Beverly Hills Hotel between the two big hotels. I was driving out of there, and we were going to the beach, to some restaurant. And I get to the end of it. Now, I know L.A. pretty well. So I go to turn right. Bob, what are you doing? And he insisted on directing me every step of the way. Santa Monica. I just sort of sit there and could say, okay, Roman, just tell me where to go. But yes, there were. I had written an ending which was not a happy one, but it was a complicated one. And I felt that Roman's described what he wanted, and I said, I'll show you, it's no good. So I wrote it and gave it to him. He said, it's perfect, I'm shooting. And thank God he did, because after a movie that had all of the complications of this movie, you really needed a simple and stark ending. And Roman was right, he understood that.
You know, when you think about it, 5 minutes ago he said, no one understood it. Yet, at Academy Award time, Chinatown was nominated for 11 Academy Awards. There was one Bukowski Academy Award, Robert Town. And
yeah,
10 losers and one winner, Robert Town.
Yeah, and that was a terrible night in a way for me, because I felt nothing but guilt. After that, I was sort of driving in the limo, and
I felt worse.
It was terrible. I really felt bad, because I thought every one thing you know about a movie when it works is it's everybody's movie in that movie, and in that case, it meant Robert, Roman, Jack, Faye, Johnny Alonzo, who shot it, Silbert, who did the sets, who was wonderful, Anthea Silbert, who did the costume. It was all their movies, you know.
And Jerry Goldsmith.
And God, let's not forget Jerry Goldsmith. You know?
This haunting score really got the most of the we had.
And I must remind you, not that I think you need reminding, but that it was you that suggested the trumpet when we were in our first meeting.
Thank you for remembering.
I remember it vividly. Well,
that was also quite a year for Paramount under your watch, because I think three of the 5 nominees for Academy Awards for Best Picture that year were Paramount Pictures, The Godfather Part II, The Conversation, right, and Chinatown. That's 3 of the 5. So congratulations on that.
It was a very good year.
Yes. We could sit and talk forever, but I think we should see the movie. Thank you guys so much for coming here. Robert Evans, you're welcome now. Thank you.